Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Today, we are continuing and finishing up, actually, chapter 9 of Mark's Gospel, and we are in verses 43 through 50 of the Voice Translation. It says this: "If your hand turns you away from the things of God, then you should cut it off. It's better to come into eternal life maimed than to have two hands and be flung into hell, where the worm will not die and the fire will not be smothered. If your foot trips you up on the path, you should cut it off. It is better to come into eternal life crawling than to have two feet and to be flung into hell, where the worm will not die and the fire will not be smothered. And if your eye keeps you from seeing clearly, then you should pull it out. It's better to come into the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be flung into hell, where the worm will not die and the fire will not be smothered. Everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is a good thing, but if it has lost its zest, how can it be seasoned again? You should have salt within yourselves and peace with one another." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this kind of conundrum of a passage, but I praise you and thank you for the Word of God, that it is here to teach us, to empower us, to educate us, and to teach us what it means to live godly lives in a broken and sinful world. So thank you so much for teaching us about that. Lord, what this is talking about is what trips us up and what keeps us from truly following you. So, Lord, I pray for examination today, that you would examine our hearts, you would examine our lives, that you would lay us bare, that we would be willing to have your holy gaze shine upon us and show us those places where we are clinging to something other than you. Lord, it's really easy to point the finger at the Israelites and say, oh, they're just a bunch of idolaters. They fashioned these idols out of wood and stone and metal, and then they worshiped them. That makes no sense at all to me. But yet, in our world today, there are so many idols. There are so many things that we run to. It's what we run to instead of running to you, Lord Jesus. Would you show us what those are? We would rather not follow them. Instead, we want to follow you. We would rather not believe the lie that something other than you would fill us up, because ultimately, as we pursue the thing that will not fill us up, we will go down a rabbit trail that is very hard to come back from. And so, Lord, you deal very specifically here with sin. You deal very specifically with walking in a sinful path and repetitive sin. And your advice is pretty harsh. Get rid of it. Cut it off. Take it out. Walk away. That's what repentance is. To turn away from what we are following. To turn back to you. There is action involved. And so, Lord, I praise you that you love us enough to tell us these hard things, these hard truths, that we cannot serve two gods. We will love one or hate the other, or hate one and love the other, and we cannot serve two. So forgive us when we chase after that which cannot fill. And Lord, thank you that in this particular passage, you have told us about the reality of hell. That it is real. And Lord, I know that it's kind of popular to not believe in hell these days, but you are a righteous judge. You are one who deals justly, and you don't send anyone there. People choose by walking away from you to go there. You have done everything. You have gone to hell and back for your people, so that we would not have to go there. So Lord, help us to live in light of the truth of that difficult thing, the thing we cannot understand necessarily, but to know that you have already made provision for us. And we just take this moment to thank you for that. We thank you so much for delivering us. I know that that's not everything. Really, everything is following you. But you are so gracious to deliver us from this, and we just want to live our lives in praise and honor of you who has done so much. So Lord, just show us our idols. Show us our idols today, and thank you for the rescue. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to us and to me and to the staff here. Actually, the staff is just me, but also William, who does the engineering. So we're thankful for you. And if you'd like to support the show and help William, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels. The $5 level, you'll get a free painting from me every month. The $10 level, you'll get your name on a wall, and it will stay there with every single podcast that goes up. Your name will be there. And then on the $20 level, you'll get a free podcast that is only for you and those other $20 patrons that no one else hears. So it's a secret podcast. So we'd love to have you help us out, and have an amazing day.